Hello, welcome to GCSE Bite-Sized Science. This is Dr. Chris Smith and Dr. Kat Arney. We're from The Naked Scientists. In part one of this podcast, we looked at the different components of food and how a person can become malnourished. Now we're going to take a look at the science of how cholesterol and salt affect the body and what happens when a person overeats and becomes obese.
You will put on weight if you eat more food than you use up. For example, when it's warm or you don't do too much exercise, you don't really need to eat much to provide enough energy for your body. But if it's cold or you've been exercising lots, you will need more food.
Now, why is it bad to be overweight?
Very fat people are described as obese, and being overweight or obese can cause various health problems. For example, it can increase the risk of diabetes, and this is an illness in which people have problems controlling the level of sugar in their blood. It can also cause arthritis or make an existing problem worse. And arthritis is an illness in which the joints become worn, inflamed, and painful. And also, being overweight or obese can increase the risk of certain types of cancer, and it can also cause high blood pressure and heart disease.
Oh, how?
Being overweight or obese puts extra strain on your heart. You're carrying around more weight, so your heart has to work harder to keep the blood flowing. Also, too much cholesterol in your diet can block crucial arteries in your heart muscles itself, which supplies the blood that fuels your heart. So if these arteries in your heart get blocked, then the heart muscle can't get enough oxygen and nutrients to work properly. And if that supply gets completely cut off, this can cause a heart attack.
Now, you talked about cholesterol, Kat. What's that and how does that fit into this?
Well, cholesterol is a chemical substance that's found in our blood. It's made in the liver, and we need it to help build the membranes that surround our cells. But we can also get it through foods in our diet, in foods such as butter or eggs. And if you have too much cholesterol, it can increase the risk of heart disease and can also cause blocked or unhealthy arteries. And there are two sorts of cholesterol. We can think of them as good or bad cholesterol.
What's the difference?
Well, in our blood, cholesterol travels around attached to proteins, and this combination is known as lipoprotein. And bad cholesterol is actually low-density lipoproteins, known as LDLs. And these carry cholesterol from the liver out to the cells. And this can lead to fat building up in the arteries and causing blockages. And as I've said, this can be very bad if the arteries in your heart muscle get blocked. Now, good cholesterol is high-density lipoproteins, or HDLs, and these carry excess cholesterol away back to the liver, and this helps to stop fat from building up in the arteries.
So how can I boost my levels of good cholesterol and reduce the levels of bad cholesterol?
Well, vegetable oils have high levels of monounsaturated and polyunsaturated fats, and these can help to boost HDL levels compared with LDLs and reduce cholesterol in the blood. But animal fats like butter, lard, or the fat on meat can have high levels of saturated fats, and these can increase the bad LDLs and boost cholesterol. So it's important to try and get the right balance of these to keep a healthy diet.
Can you not just pop a pill to sort this out?
Well, there are drugs available called statins, and these can help to reduce high cholesterol and also bring down high blood pressure. But obviously, it is better to try and keep a healthy diet and healthy weight throughout your life.
Now, you mentioned blood pressure, and I've heard that salt can also play a role in having high blood pressure.
Well, you're right about that. And scientists think that too much salt in the diet can lead to high blood pressure. In turn, this can increase the risk of heart disease and strokes, which are blood clots in the brain.
Now, that's all very well, but how do you get too much salt in the diet? And is this something you have a choice about?
Well, salt is the common name for the chemical sodium chloride, and it's found naturally in quite a lot of different foods. And many people also like to sprinkle a bit on their food as well, but it's also added into processed food by manufacturers. And processed foods are often high in salt and fat as well. And in fact, around two-thirds of the average person's salt intake does come from salt added in food processing.
So how much salt should people be eating a day, and how much do they really eat?
Well, on average, men in the UK eat about 10 grams of salt every day, and women eat about 8 grams a day. But the top recommended levels, no more than 6 grams a day, so you can see that most people are eating too much. And cutting down on salt in your diet is a good way to help reduce the risk of heart disease or stroke later in life.